And now, the Goldbergs. Although Molly permitted the owner of her house to stay at the Goldbergs until the family got out, Mr. Wade didn't show his gratitude and give the Goldbergs a little longer time to find a place in the village. There's something very bitter and coarse about Mr. Wade, as if his years in prison had only inflamed what was bad in him and made it worse. Yesterday, he shouted at little David and half frightened him to death. But Dr. Cater let Mr. Wade know what he thought of him, and altogether it was a very unpleasant and quarrelsome scene. Yet, some of the Goldbergs are quite happy about the whole thing.
Well, it was a good thing I wasn't home when it happened. That's all I'm saying.
Take a cab, Jack. If you was home, so what would you have done?
Dr. Cater told him plenty, Pa.
Mr. Ray was trying to rest, but...
This is not a convalescent home.
Take a card.
Only proves how mean he is.
Anybody that could yell at a child...
All right, please. We're playing cards for six. So let us play. You play Sally six.
I thought we were going to wait for David's mother.
She'll be in a second. She's outside taking in a suit from the line. She wants to press it for David. She didn't want me to do it. David, darling, what are you eating?
Hmm? Mickey Mouse, David.
That's a bumbo. A bumbo. That's a bumbo. Sit here, darling.
Dr. Cater gave him good, huh, David?
Mon père pardon, Monsieur Way, David.
Mon, you can see my fault.
What? His mother says it was all his fault.
Pleasure.
He wasn't nervous when he cheated people out of their lifelong savings, was he, huh?
Your play, please.
He wasn't nervous when I asked him if he could stay in this house a little longer, was he, when he answered no?
Rummy.
When I want to be sorry for people, I'll make my own selections.
Tasha.
You, dear. Where did he went, the pillar and post of society, the cream of the land?
For a walk, he went. Come, who do I tell you first? Here, pick up your car. Here, sorry. Pick up your car. Here, you play, Emily.
All right.
Rosalie, you play. All right.
Only you, Molly. Nobody else. Only you would offer him shelter. Nobody else.
Jake, please, I'm not discussing. I'm playing.
I'm discussing.
All right, Pa.
It's not all right to holler at a child.
You don't want to play, Jake?
No, I don't want to play. Here's the card.
Thank you. I'll make tea.
Not for me.
Coffee.
When I'll ask for it.
Are you asking?
I'm not asking.
So I'm making.
Make, but not for me.
Then I'll make for me.
It's a good thing I wasn't home. That's all I'm saying. It's a good thing, David. A very good thing.
Qu'est-ce que dit votre père, Rosie?
Il dit que c'est bien qu'il n'était pas à la maison quand Monsieur Wade a grondé.
I should be home when anybody says anything to you, David. That's all.
Well, you should have heard Dr. Cater, Pa. He told him everything that had to be said.
I could have told him, too, without psychology.
It's Mr. Wade, Pa. David.
Mama!
Come in, Mr. Way.
Give me my card, please. I'm playing in the other room, Sammy, if you want to play.
Please sit down, Mr. Way.
Give me the other deck, Rosie.
Here.
I'll be inside.
Could you excuse me, please? I'll tell my mother that you're here.
You walked out one by one and you left Mr. Wade sitting alone, huh?
Don't lecture me with lectures, Molly. I'm not a knee pinch and neither am I a rumpus. When it comes to dealing with people like Mr. Wade, I am the one that can give instructions, not you.
Where you going, Sammy?
Out.
Come here, please, before you go out.
Ma, please.
Sammy, go inside and ask Mr. Wade if he wants a cup of coffee.
I won't do that, Ma.
Why not?
Because I don't care whether he wants a cup of coffee or not.
Oh. You don't care. So go out, Sammy. What are you waiting?
Ma.
I said go out.
Ma, I don't see how you can be so sympathetic. We can't, and I don't see how you can.
No, you can't. Maybe you're better than we are, but
maybe. Maybe I'm better. Maybe I'm better because I'm afraid for you and Sammy. And that makes me better than I am. All your life I won't be with you. And who knows what the world will do to you. But it'll make you, where it'll push you, into what mistakes and what misfortunes. Maybe that's why I'm sympathetic. Now, do you understand? Taking a bowl of fruit, Mr. Ray. This minute.
All right.
You hear that?
All right.
Ask Mr. Bunsen apple.
All right, Mom. Mr. Bunsen apple. Here, Mr. Way. Here's some fruit.
I didn't ask for fruit.
Excuse me, please.
It's no use. It's my fault. I forced them out of the room, even though I wanted them to stay. I tried to make them stay, wishing they wouldn't go. But I forced them to go because of the things I say and the things I do and the way I look. It's no use. I don't know what happened. I thought I'd be free. Free after 3 years. But they were more than 3 years. Lifetime. It was a lifetime. And in a lifetime, a person dies and disappears. That's what's happened. 3 years, a lifetime. And I died. And someone was born. And he was freed. And he's here. And it's not the one I want to be. He took his prison with him. And these people hate that prisoner and despise him because he hates them and despises them. What am I now? Not myself. Not anything. But a man made of the silence, the solitude, the hardness, the walls of prison. A man unfit for the talk of people, their lives.
Mr. Ray,
the child has something to say to you. Go, David.
Je vous demande pardon, monsieur, d'avoir fait tant de bruit pendant que vous vouliez dormir.
That means, Mr. Ray, that he stopped the rabbit, that he stopped the rabbit, that he stopped the rabbit, that he stopped the rabbit. That he's sorry.
Tu devrais avoir des regrets. Je te demandais trois fois de ne pas faire tant de bruit.
Je ne voulais pas.
Tu savais bien que je voulais dormir.
Je vous demande pardon, monsieur.
Ta mère n'a-t-elle pas instruit d'être police?
Well, once again, Mr. Way speaks in the voice that he'd like to forget and not have. His past speaking for him against his hopes. And as David cries and Molly listens to the tones, not understanding the words, she wonders what kind of a man Way really is.